Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, June 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers wrapped up their mandatory minicamp and their off-season program with one final workout on Thursday. Head coach Mike McCarthy's off-season now in the books.
We feel good. We feel good about what's in. But we also realize that when you get back in training camp, it's a whole different tempo. We're competing for jobs. Told the team over and over again that mentally, we do not wait for anybody. So, I mean, the commitment and the focus these past 9 weeks was to get mentally ready for what's in front of us.
McCarthy cut the veterans loose. They did not work on Thursday. It was left to the young players. Rookie wide receiver Jared Abradaris from Wisconsin felt the indoctrination went pretty well.
Obviously, there's still a lot that I got to, you know, learn. And I mean, I think learn most of it, but you know, I still gotta remember it all. So it's kind of nice to at least have the first cycle through and kind of learn the place. The next time, you know, once camp comes, it'll just kind of hopefully be second nature once we start learning it again.
Another draft choice, Carl Bradford, the linebacker from Arizona State, realizes now it gets serious.
No more time for mess up in middle areas and nothing. No more rookie mistakes. So I gotta get on my stuff and study my playbook off this offseason and just be ready for when it comes.
The minicamp ended with a down note as Mike McCarthy announced running back Jonathan Franklin, just entering his second year out of UCLA, will not be back with the Packers. He suffered a neck injury in week 11 against the Minnesota Vikings that is going to end his career even before it begins.
I can't say enough about him as a person. I mean, he's as classy as a young man that's walked through these doors. Anybody that's had a chance to get to know him just on and off the field, I mean, he's a class act. So you always remember his smile and his energy and so positive, his outlook, and just the way he handled this whole, you know, this whole process of going through all the different tests and so forth.
Packers will have a 5-week break. Reporting date for training camp, July 25th. Milwaukee Brewers road trip opens with 3 out of 4 in Arizona. Beat the Diamondbacks in the series finale Thursday afternoon 4-1. Yovana Gallardo went 7 innings, allowed a run on 5 hits to improve to 5-4 on the season. But he is 7-0 lifetime against Arizona, and he feels he's back in the groove.
The past few starts, I've been able, you know, command my fastball to both sides of the plate. And, you know, both the curveball and the slider, I think, you know, I was still a little bit too quick in the first few innings, but, you know, I was able to make pitches whenever I needed.
Francisco Rodriguez finished it up for his 23rd save. That leads the majors. Lyle Overbay, Aramis Ramirez, Elian Herrera, Carlos Gomez with RBIs. Gomez extending his hitting streak to 15 games. Brewers are 44-30, lead the NL Central by 4.5 games. They'll be in Colorado for the weekend. Marco Estrada will start the series opener Friday night. Cardinals knocked off by the Phillies 4-1. Ryan Howard with a 2-run home run. Pirates beat the Reds 4-3 in 12 innings. Russell Martin, a walk-off walk with the bases loaded. Atlanta shuts out Washington 3-0. Gavin Floyd goes 6 innings, allowed only 2 hits, but left with an elbow injury. Turns out he may have a broken bone in his elbow, and his season may be over. Mets blank the Marlins 1-0. Zach Wheeler, a complete game 3-hitter with 8 strikeouts. David Wright, a first-inning home run, the only run of the game. Indians over the Angels 5-3 in 10 innings. They fell behind in extras, but Nick Swisher turned into the hero with a 2-out walk-off grand slam home run. Tigers ended Kansas City's 10-game winning streak 2-1. Yankees made it a sweep of the Blue Jays 6-4. Tampa Bay over Houston 5-0. Chris Archer and 3 relievers combined on a 3-hitter. Joe Mauer's go-ahead RBI double in the 8th carried the Twins over the White Sox 4-2. And Oakland beat Boston 4-2. Scott Kazmir's 9th win of the year. San Diego over Seattle in interleague play 4-1. All 4 runs coming in the 7th inning. Minor League Baseball, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers game with Burlington postponed. They'll play a doubleheader on Friday. In the Northwoods League, Wisconsin beat the Green Bay Bullfrogs 4-3. Frogs have slumped to a 10-14 record. They'll be in Kenosha for a pair this weekend. The Sheboygan A's beat West Allis 10-8 to get to 3-2 in the Langsdorf League. Harry Stelt with 4 RBIs. They'll host Northern Illinois at Wildwood Park at 7:30. Third try to have their sponsors and friends night promotion. State High School Baseball champions crowned at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute on Thursday. In Division IV, Lake Country Lutheran defeated McDonald Central 11-7 in 11 innings. In Division III, Okano was seeking a second straight state championship, but they fell to Wisconsin Heights 6-0. Blake Kamscher, the starting and losing pitcher, says, "Hey, we took gold last year, silver this year. No shame in that."
Yeah, hopefully we set a little foundation for the underclassmen to take over and keep winning. I mean, it's been real fun playing here. I'm going to miss it a lot.
In Division II, Jefferson routed Viroqua 10-0. And in Division I, Sun Prairie defeated Kimberly 5-2. Cardinals won their third straight state championship. Girls State High School soccer tournament opening at the Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee on Thursday. In Division IV semifinal, New Holstein beat top-ranked Racine St. Catherine 2-1, scoring two second-half goals to wipe out a deficit. Carly Fannin with the game winner with 4 minutes to play. Huskies will get Assumption in the championship game Saturday. They beat Lake Country Lutheran 5-4 in a shootout after a scoreless draw. In Division III, Mount Horeb over Ashland played to a scoreless draw through overtime, and Mount Horeb advances 5-4 in a shootout. They'll get Catholic Memorial a 4-0 winner over Appleton Xavier. Division I and II semifinals coming on Friday, and again the championship games on Saturday. World Cup soccer, Colombia advancing out of group play with a 2-1 victory over Ivory Coast. Japan and Greece play to a scoreless draw, and Uruguay has England in big trouble. 2-1 the final. Luis Suarez, a pair of goals. England 0-2. They'll need plenty of help to advance. Josie Altidore has been ruled out with that hamstring injury for the U.S. in their second pool play game against Portugal coming up on Sunday. The Green Bay Gamblers will be hosting the United States Hockey League Fall Classic for the first time. That is a preseason series of games, 9 games over 3 days with Eastern Conference teams, September 15th through the 17th at the Rush Center. The NASCAR Nationwide Series rolls into Road America for the weekend with the Gardner-Denver 200 race time Saturday at 1:45. And in golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway at Pinehurst No. 2, the site of the men's championship last week, won by Martin Keimer. Stacey Lewis, the first-round leader with a 3-under par 67. Michelle Wee, one shot back. Only 5 players were able to break par at Pinehurst. 11-year-old Lucy Lee opens with an 8-over par 78, and she loved the track.
I just need to get rid of the big numbers. Getting to play in the U.S. Open was a lot of fun. It's such an honor. Pinehurst No. 2 is such a famed golf course. It was awesome.
Not bad for a sixth grader. An NBA draft coming up next week. Joel Embiid, the big man from Kansas, is going to have foot surgery today. That will certainly impact his draft status and whether he'll be even available to the start of the NBA season. Cleveland Cavaliers have the number one overall choice. The Milwaukee Bucks are second. It may come down to Jabari Parker of Duke or Andrew Wiggins, Embiid's teammate at Kansas. The NBA draft is next Thursday night. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.